Tov, everyone. We are up to Siman Tafresh Ayin Dal, the bottom of page 286. Moving on to page 287, Shavut Lahalik Minir Liner. This we have to open up our Gemara very quickly and see a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel over here. The machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is brought down on the Daf Kav Beis in Meseches Shabbos. It says the Gemara over there, in Marav Amar Ein Madlikin Minir Liner, Ushmuel Amar Madlikin. Okay, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether you are allowed to light from one Hanukkah candle to another Hanukkah candle. Okay, the shaila is over here, is that bizui mitzvah? You're using a mitzvah, a Hanukkah candle, to light another Hanukkah candle. So Rav says you're not allowed to do that, and Shmuel holds, you are allowed to do that. Okay, and even though generally, machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, we generally paskin like Rav, the Gemara goes on to discuss that this is one of the three examples that we paskin like Shmuel over Rav, and therefore we pass him like Kula over here, that Shmuel holds that Madlikin Meiner Liner. Okay, the Gemara then goes on also to tell you this on the Machlokas, whether you say Halakha Osamitzah or Hanakha Osamitzah, because if it's Halakha Osamitzah, you're Mekayin the Mitzah when you're lighting from there to there, and therefore it makes sense, like Shmuel, that if you hold Halakha Osamitzah, that's what we paskin, so you're Mekayin the Mitzah, that's not Bizui Mitzah, you're Mekayin the Mitzah during that time, and therefore it would make sense that you would be allowed to light from candle to candle. That's the maskana over here, according to the Gemara, and it seems like clear, they can light from candle to candle. Okay? Though there is a machlokas in the Rishonim, does that mean only directly from one candle to another candle? What if you take a match in between? Can you light a shamish from one of the candles in order to light the other candles also? What about a medium in between the candles? What do you do it directly from one to another? So make her to the Gemara. That's obviously going to be mutter. That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. But can I take, as the Rishon say, a kisei, okay, a toothpick to light one of the candles, or fire better, a shamish, another nair, whatever it might be. That becomes a machlokas between the Rosh and the Sefer Truma. The Rosh holds that is not good. The Sefer Truma holds that is also good. Since you're still osik in the mitzvah, that's not a bizayin to take something that's not a mitzvah, light from one candle in order to light from another candle. Okay, so that's what we have machlokas between Rosh and Sefer Truma. That's the 2 days we have over here in the Mechav. Look inside the Mechava. The Mechava brings down Madliki near Chanukah, me near Chanukah. You're light and light from near Chanukah, near Chanukah. That's the maskana of the Gemara that we just saw from Dafka Beis. However, says over here, Dafka the Hadliki Zemi Zebulo Amtsoi. That is only to light from one candle to another candle without a medium, without the near in between. Like the sheet of the rush. If you take an air shalchol in between, then that is going to be usher. And he says, the yesh matir and gam bezeh. There are those who are makel even with this. Unless you have to worry about that the medium candle is gonna blow out before you light the other candle, because then you would have just lit another candle near shalchol from the near shalmit, so that's for sure usher. But if you're doing it in order to light another near shal kodesh, then that is going to be mutter. That is going to be mutter according to the second deal. So we have a stam and a yesh omrim over here, and mustafa the lacha is like the stam day, and the mechaber is passing like the more machmer opinion, like the shita of the rush, that you can light from there to there, but not through a medium. Only directly from there one to there two, that's going to be mutter, but through a ner shalchol, that is going to be usher, that is the psak of the mechaber. However, comes Tosfos and flips over everything. Okay, Tosfos starts out, it has a very short tosis. He says, he starts like the maskana, you're allowed to light from candle to candle, but then he throws in a monkey wrench. He says, the minag olam is to be machmer, not even to light from one candle to another without an emtsoi, and therefore he says it's not machmer because the olam is machmer. Which is very strange, because the Gemara paskins this is mutter. Nevertheless, the Olam is Nagin Lahachmer. Comes the Darkei Moshe, and he explains Minag Olam. Okay, he explains Minag Olam, even though it's against Iker to dinner the Gemara. Says the Rama over here, why would the Minag be Mahmer against the Gemara? So he says over here, he brings down the Mordechai, who also writes the Nag Lahachmer in their Chanukah. And then he says, V'atam, the reason is she ikra mitzvah near echad ishu meso. Since the ikra the dinner your yotze is really with one candle, V'acherim im rak reshus leiter mitzvah, and the rest of the candles, 2 through 8, are only hither mitzvah. Lachein im kova achad min haneros, eim ad meko min acherim, you should not light from one candle, from the first candle, the other ones, de'ein ba'adlaka zu mitzvah. Because it's not a mitzvah to light 2 through 8, it's only a hither to light 2 through 8. And therefore, he says over here, the minigo is not to light from candle to candle. Okay, however he says, Mashratavka Minir's Chanukah, this Olam was knowing. When you're talking about Minir Lanir, the Gemara is only talking about all Niros Shal Mitzvah. You can light from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. So he says, and generally we say it's okay to light from mitzvah to mitzvah, but by Niros Chanukah, we are Mashratavka because the Iker, the Din is with one first candle, the rest are only a hither Ba'alma, therefore you should not light from candle to candle. And this is the psak of the Ramah. The Ramah himself brings it down over here. V'nogu lahachmir b'neiros chanukah shalo la'adlik afilu b'neir l'neir. The minhag is that we do not light even from a candle to candle. The ikar mitzvah so einu ela neir echad. Because the ikar mitzvah is only one candle. V'ashar einu l'mitzvah kol kach, and the rest are only, not as much as for a mitzvah. V'lachein ein lahadlik zamizah, therefore we do not light from one to another. And then he says, "V'kolzeh eino el rak ba'ot shedok in the mitzvasa." That's only why you're still mekayim in the mitzvah. The candle are still lit during the ikar zman. Once again, that half hour, the first half hour after lighting. Aval achar she'over zman in mitzvah mutarim ba'na. After over the zman of the mitzvah, you've learned before that really nikar nedina, you're allowed to get hana for the candles afterwards. So we could say a kal v'chomer. If hana, which is aser mikar nedin, were makel after the zman, and therefore kal v'chomer over here, where mikar nedin, really you should be allowed light from candle to candle, like the Gemara tells us. So kal v'chomer, you'd be able to light from one candle goes out, you'd be able to relight it from one of the other candles after the ikar zman has already passed. Okay, so that is the psak of the Ramah over here. The Ramah is passing l'chomra that one should not light even from candle to candle. Okay? That's how he comes out with the mice. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah though, Sivkat and Vav, Deikar Mitzvaso, Hanin Nebendina Halu Sagi Miner Echad Chob Ne Abayis Heichad Nesmuchin Kulana Shulchan Echad. Once again, one candle isn't enough. Ulefizeh, the nafka, I mean, if this is the reason why the olam was made, was Nagul HaHachmer, says the Mishnah Berurah, Chiddush, not his Chiddush, other Chiddush also say it, because the Heichad, the Shnei Ba'alibatim, Darim Ba'is Echad, the Heichad, the Shnei Ba'alibatim, Darim Ba'is Echad, the Medina Tzarech HaDakas, Ner Chayakal, the Kol Echad, Medina Likim Mizelezeh. Therefore, he says, if you have two Ba'alibatim living in one area where they both have a chiyuv of lighting Hanukkah candles, over there, you then could light from one candle to the other candle, because they're both ikar din in the mitzvah. Okay, let's say like Shitas Tosfos where you light in the petek of the chatzer. So you have two balabatim, both lighting in the petek of the chatzer in the same area, right? They're both have to light candles. They both have their own separate chiyuv. Okay, so the first candle of Reuven and the first candle of Shimon are both ikar mitzvah. If the whole reason why we don't light from candle to candle because it's only hither mitzvah, over here they're both ikar mitzvah. Says the Prima God, and quote over here in the Mishnah Berurah, you'd be allowed to light from Reuven's first candle to Shimon's first candle. Okay, that would be a yotzei min haklal. I'm just thinking, perhaps one could say that also, maybe the only problem is really from the first candle to the rest of the candles. Candles 2 through 8 are all the same hither mitzvah. Maybe that would be more makel also to light from. I didn't see this in the poskim, but that lechora, it would be an interesting svara over here. Okay? To light from the other candle. The maisa we are knowing not to light through a medium candle for sure, that even the machabers, machmer for it, to light a ner shalchol, to take the shamash, which is a ner shalchol, and light it from the chadak candles, you're not allowed to do. And we are Ashkenazim, are even machmer, not to light from one ner chanukah to another chanukah. Now, the Chora Sephardi is allowed to do that. He's allowed to go ahead and light from one ner chanukah to another ner chanukah. That is how the Mechaber paskins over here. The Mishnah Berurah points out, I just said over here, Sivkot and Kimmel. He says over here, three lines down, V'nir shel shamash u'bichlal nir shel chol is it. Okay, that's considered a nir shel chol in this, and therefore even the Sephardi were not allowed to light the shamash from the Ner Chanukah because it's considered a Ner Shel Chol. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot and Ches. Okay? That which we said after the Iker's man of Ahana. Okay? After the first half hour, you can really light from candle to candle. That says the Mishnah Berurah. Ulefi mashaka tavnu le'el b'simin tafrei shayin beiz. D'yesh poskim shesovrin dekoz man shedolkin also lishtam shalor. We saw earlier on tafrei shayin beiz that we're trying to be machmer for the poskim hold. As long as the candles are lit, don't get Ahana from the candles. Hu adin ve'in lahadik ben. Therefore, then l'chara you should also not light from candle to candle. But we said this din is more makel, because really makel the din we hold it's in mutter during this man. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, whom we call makom near the in lahachmir b'zeh, you don't have to use some machmiris. Rakling in the hadlik menu near shel chol, only to light the shamish after this man, that you should be machmir for. Avol near shel mitzvah de medidina mutter, since really we pass him from the pashas of the Gemara, it's really mutter from one near to the other near. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, you can be makel from there to there after this man meets us, even though we're generally machmer not to read a book next to the candles, even after the first half hour. Nevertheless, over here, one can be makel in this Shiloh over here from lighting from candle to candle. Okay? Says the Mechaber, now let's see base. Yesh Misha Omer, there are those who say, Shinir shall beis hakinesses v'shal Shabbos v'shal Chanukah kulam shall mitzvah heimu motul hadik zemizeh. Like the Iker did in the Gemara, he said madliki minir l'ner. So therefore, they learn all mitzvos you can light from one to another. Therefore, according to this, says the Mechaber, you should be able to light your Shabbos candles from the Neres Chanukah. And let's say, I don't know, you don't have a match anymore, so you use the Neres Chanukah, you can light your Shabbos candles with the Neres Chanukah. According to this, it would not be problematic, because it's not thinking from one near mitzvah to another near mitzvah. Says the Rama, who I did, near Shal Talmud Torah. The same thing would be if you would use a candle to learn Torah. Oh, near lechola, tzarech l'ner, or a ner for a chola that needs a ner, that's also considered light for a chola to have what he needs. That's also considered a mitzvah. Ubeini near shal beis kinesis ayin legalel simin kuf nedal tziv yedal. So once again, over here, it seems like we pass in any type of mitzvah. Once again, you can light from the ner's Chanukah to ner shal Shabbos, ner shal Shabbos, the Chanukah, ner Chanukah to ner shal Talmud Torah. All those should be mutter. However, comes the Mishnah Berurah once again, so he comes and tests, and he brings down the Gra, he says, Ayin bibera grasha katav dila deiri shana le'el basimin tafresh ayin gimel sif aleph, dafilu tashmish kedusha also ishtamish le'ner chanek. We saw in Simit Tafresh Ayin Gimel that there was a machlokas in the Rishonim. Are you allowed? When we said you're not allowed to get hana from the candles, is that only hana shel chol? You can't, oh, you're just not allowed to lead, I don't know, Sherlock Holmes next to the candles? But if you want to learn Baba Kama next to the candles, that would be mutter, because it's Tashmish Shel Kedusha. It's the Tashmish Mitzvah. But we saw a day of the first day over there, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not even allowed to get Tashmish Shel Kedusha. You can't even learn next to the nearest Chanukah, the another nearest Chanukah. So it says the Gra, according to that man, the Omer, that says that it's usher to even learn next to the candles, so therefore, Yehuadim, you would not be able to light nearest Shel Chanukah to other nearest Shel Mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah of the Grah points out. This is the Dairy Shuttle Elsim and Tafresh Angel Sim Al. Da Filu Tashmish Kedusha Osuli Shtamish, the Nir Chanukah. Vikotla Tam Shinu Double Ahad, the Kaimel of Maikin, the Nir. It's not similar to lighting from one Chanukah candle to another Chanukah. The Hustle Kulu Nir's Chad Mitzvah. Because over here we're talking about it's one mitzvah. So it's not so bad to light from one candle to another candle. Masha'en king lilmod, who mitzvah acheres, it's lagami, a different type of mitzvah, v'niros ki mevatlet zu, until it looks like you're mevatlet one mitzvah to the other mitzvah, gam binyan elasa. The Gra says, according to that man, the Omer, who says you can't learn next to the candles, you also can't light a ner for Talmud Torah next to the candles. Obviously, it's not so lemaisa nowadays. Baruch Hashem, we have chashmal, and therefore you can turn on the lights in order to learn next to the candles. But just to understand, the Bnei Yobe over here, the Mechaber, versus the Gra over here, the Gra makes a very good point over here, that this should only be mutter. According to the man in the Amr, they are allowed to learn next to the candles. But according to the man in the Amr that says it's usher, you would not be allowed to light from one near mitzvah to another near mitzvah. That would be usher. Ad kan for today.